Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as The New York Times, The News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, Plunges into Music. Question number one. Which of the following is a band that recorded and released at least one song? Is it A, Just Nuts? Is it B, Penguins with Shotguns? Is it C, Dyslexic Speed Readers? Or is it D, General Patton and His Privates? Or is it E? All of the above are bands that recorded and released at least one song. Band with at least one recording. Who was that, anyway? And question number two. Even people who can't dance can recognize the familiar 1-2-3, 1-2-3 rhythm of the waltz. What is the origin of this popular dance? Is it A, 1400s Middle East? Is it B, 1600 Scandinavia? Is it C, 1800 Europe? Or is it D, 1900 USA? The waltz. Where from art thou, anyhow? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of May 28th. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1913, that Igor Stravinsky's composition, The Rite of Spring, premiered in Paris. 1913, today. And it was 59 years ago today, 1962, that Benny Goodman led the first American jazz band to play in the Soviet Union. 1962, today.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler.
Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter introduces our country music news. It's a review of Loretta Lynn's latest, called Still Woman Enough. It's given 3 out of a possible 4 stars, and it's published in The Week magazine on the 2nd of April, 2021. At 88, Loretta Lynn shows no sign of letting up, said Lee Zimmerman in AmericanSongwriter.com. The Queen of Country's 50th album is a celebration of the strong women who helped shape the trajectory of modern country music, and fans will be delighted. Lynn is joined by Reba McEntire, Carrie Underwood, Margot Price, and Tanya Tucker for a series of playful duets, which are interspersed with classic country songs, traditional tunes, and new renditions of Lynn's own iconic hits from the 1960s and 70s. Still Woman Enough is predictable by design, the kind of work that lives and dies by execution, said Mark Richardson in the Wall Street Journal. But fortunately, Lynn and the producers get the details right and do her legacy proud. Her voice remains astonishingly well-preserved, and her warm and affectionate readings prove impossible not to like. A reverent and nostalgic album that could have sounded stuffy instead feels something like an entertaining flip through a scrapbook.
Well,
Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, Spring introduces our classical music news. It's entitled Instrument Cleaning Tips. It's put out by the American String Teachers Association, astastrings.org, William Harris Lee and Company, and Yamaha. Normal cleaning and care. Wiping down your instrument after you play with a soft, clean cloth is usually sufficient. Wipe off rosin dust from the strings and fingerboard and anywhere else it has accumulated. Wipe rosin from the bow stick, but not the hair. Areas of high contact with your skin may need extra cleaning. Bow hold, chin rest, fingerboard, neck, pegs. Only use natural cleaning products without any alcohol or solvent, like Method All Purpose Cleaner. Spray the cleaning solution on a soft cloth, not directly on the instrument. Wipe off the dirt, the sweat, and the makeup. Method All Purpose Cleaner may also be used to gently clean the front, back, sides, and scroll of your instrument. Instrument varnish is very delicate. Test a small area first to be certain the varnish is not damaged. Special COVID-19 concerns. Avoid sharing instruments. Wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds before and after handling your instrument. Regarding sanitizing and disinfecting your instrument, you can safely use a dab of rubbing alcohol on a cotton swab or a tiny piece of cloth to wipe only the strings and fingerboard of your instrument. Never use alcohol-based products on varnished wood. Alcohol, solvent, and hand sanitizer will damage the varnish on your instrument. The inside of cases can be sprayed with an aerosol disinfectant such as Lysol. Remove the instrument, lightly spray the inside surface of the case, and let the case sit open until the surface is dry before placing the instrument back into it. Generic Blues introduces our blues music news. It's entitled Read My Lips, and that's spelled R-E-E-D. How the World's Handiest Instrument Took Over American Music. This is published in Smithsonian Magazine, April 2021 issue, by Steve Knopper. Many harmonica histories begin around 1100 BC with the sheng, a Chinese instrument featuring a bundle of bamboo tubes attached to a curving pipe. The instrument contains a free reed, a strip of flexible metal that flaps up and down when a player blows through the sheng's holes, thus creating musical notes. But most present-day historians say the harmonica's more time date forerunner was invented by the Dutch physician and physicist Christian Gottlieb Kerenstein, who in 1780 used the free reed to create a device meant to approximate human speech, the better to understand the mechanism of voice. He called his contraption, the size of an upright piano, a talking machine. Over the next century, more musically minded inventors reduced the size of the Kratzenstein device, calling the various creations a tripodian or harmonium. The pocket-sized mouth organ arrived in the 1820s and would spread throughout Europe and then the United States. German clock salesman Matthias Horner formed his namesake company in 1857 and found a huge market in America, selling harmonicas to German immigrants fanning out across the South. The company remains the leading harmonica brand to this day. According to Kim Fields, harmonicas, harps, and heavy breathers, the evolution of the people's instrument, the golden age of the mouth organ came between the world wars, when vaudevillians toured with mouth harps and Hollywood westerns put them between the lips of glamorous cowboys. In 1944, a former Marine from Chicago, Jerry Murad, formed a trio of harmonizing harmonica players in dinner jackets and ties called the Harmonicats. Their whimsical formula for reinterpreting pop songs paid off with their million seller, Pay Go My Heart, in 1947. Not long after, Sonny Boy Williamson II and Little Walter were pioneering a wow-wow-wow technique known as crossharp, the heart of the churning Chicago blues. Each of these trends influenced folk, rock, and soul players from Bob Dylan to Stevie Wonder to John Popper of Blues Traveler. The harmonica's timeless sound continues to be as urgent as an ambulance siren, or as soothing as a campfire under the stars. In 2020, electronic dance music superstar Diplo used a harmonica riff as the backbone of his hit, Do Si Do, while Taylor Swift employed the instrument to channel a Dylan-style plaintiveness when performing her new song, Betty, at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Honer and other brands have taken a hit during the pandemic as customers avoided retail stores. Sales are down 25%, but the harmonica continues to enchant. It's intuitive, it's easy, and it's cheap, says Morgan Frank, a Homer marketing executive and producer of the forthcoming harmonica documentary, In the Reeds. And in music research and technology, we have this article entitled, On TikTok, Fans Are Remaking Their Own Ratatouille Musical. This is written by Christina Morales, published in the New York Times on the 11th of December, 2020. With Broadway and theaters across the country idle because of the coronavirus, some actors, producers, and prop designers have found an unlikely outlet for their talents. A musical version of the animated film Ratatouille that is playing out in exuberant 60-second increments on TikTok. Starting in October, thousands of TikTok users, including many with Broadway credits, have paid homage to the 2007 Disney Pixar film about a rat who dreams of becoming a French chef by creating their own songs, dances, makeup looks, set designs, puppets, and playbill programs. The result is a virtual show unlike any on Broadway. There is no director, no choreographer, no stage crew. It has come together organically on TikTok, where users have only a minute to catch people's attention. In the film, Remy the Rat follows the example of a famous chef who says, "Anyone can cook." It is in that spirit that professionals and amateurs alike have taken up the Ratatouille musical challenge, said Brandon Hardy, a puppet designer, whose Broadway credits include Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and the Pee Wee Herman Show. He never limited himself on his vision, Hardy 30 said of Remy. He added, "We just fell in love with this and we don't want anyone to stop us." The project began in August when Emily Jacobson, 26, a school teacher, Disney fanatic, and theater lover from Westchester County, New York, read about a Ratatouille ride that is scheduled to open next year at Walt Disney World in Florida. As she was cleaning her apartment, she started singing a song about Remy. Adopting a high pitch, she recorded what she described as a love ballad for the rat. "Remy the Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams, I praise you, my Ratatouille, may the world remember your name," and posted a video of the film of the tune on TikTok. Daniel Mertzlift, 27, a New York-based composer, orchestrator, and arranger, was tagged in Jacobson's video. Last month, he used a computer program to enhance her original ode to Remy, adding a French horn, trumpets, vocals, and strings to create a big Disney-style finale for Ratatouille musical. Metzluft said he had been inspired by the music Alan Menken composed for The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and other classic animated Disney films. Since Mertzluft posted his video in mid-October, thousands of others have shared their own contributions to what has become something of a virtual Ratatouille musical. In the last few days, Disney signaled that it had been paying attention, quoting Jacobson's lyrics on Instagram and Twitter. It even made its own TikTok rap at Epcot, where the Ratatouille ride is being built. "We love when our fans engage with our stories," Disney said in a statement, "and we look forward to seeing these super fans experience an attraction when it opens at Walt Disney World next year." Kevin Chamberlain, whose Broadway acting credits include The Addams Family and Seussical, revisited the Ratatouille movie before recording his own contributions to the musical. It was the Chef Gusteau character and his observation that anyone can cook that spoke to him, he said. A theme of the movie, Chamberlain said, is that even the clumsiest among us can find talent deep inside ourselves. Inspired, Chamberlain sat down to write. Once in costume, he sat at his piano and sang, "Anyone can cook. All you have to do is look inside yourself." Only the coronavirus pandemic could have brought to a virtual show like this, Chamberlain said. What's really interesting about all this is that during this pandemic, art is pushing through because we can't get on stages and in front of our audiences. Other contributors echoed that sentiment, adding that the Ratatouille musical project has given them reason to hope during a dark time. If it can bring joy to people, and it seems like it has, then that's the best feeling in the world, said Tristan McIntyre, 22, a Los Angeles actor who helped choreograph the rat dance for the show. The R.J. Christian, 21, a vocal performance student at New York University, said he had been inspired by the movie's acerbic food critic, Anton Ego, for the solo he contributed. He said he wanted to embody Ego with weird chords, spicy harmony, and creepy-crawly kind of music. For Blake Rouse, 17, of Fort Collins, Colorado, the Ratatouille project gave him an outlet after the pandemic forced the cancellation of his high school's production of Newsies. He contributed several songs based on scenes from the movie, including a tango between two chefs and a duet between Remy and his brother. "We've created something that's engaging to people at every level," he said. "People of every age group are fascinated by this and want to contribute to this. As far as I've seen, there really hasn't been a show or musical in history that's sort of operated that way." And Christopher Routh, 30, of Chatham, New Jersey, used boxes to create elaborate miniature set designs for the show, complete with lighting and a Lego robotic set to move the pieces around. "It's such an incredible trend on how our community can come together like this and create a musical out of nowhere," he said. and it all started with one girl. And in rock and pop music news, we have this article from Parade magazine, personality Walter Scott, new and old music from Sting. Grammy winner, singer-songwriter, Sting's latest project is an assembly of many of his musical collaborations. Duets, March 19th, includes his pair-ups with Mary J. Blige, Herbie Hancock, Eric Clapton, Annie Lennox, Shaggy, Melody Gardot, Gashy, and more. Plus the brand new, never-before-released song, September, with Italian singer Zucchero. Over the years, I've recorded many, many duets with some amazing people. So we just said, you know, we should put this out, says Sting, 69.
Skyscrapers shine the sun so low in the sky. Secretaries at the hot dog vendors, cabs honk at the bicycle messengers.
And in local music news from this capital city, registration is now open for the Pinecone Bluegrass Camps for Youth, which will be in-person programs this summer. This year's camps will be held at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Camp dates include Pinecone Bluegrass Camp, June 14 to 18, ages 8 to 16, mornings only, 9 a.m. to noon, or full day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. option. Bluegrass Jam Camp, July 26 through 30, ages 10 through 17, full day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And even though we are starting to host in-person programs and events again, our online workshops continue every Wednesday. This Wednesday, guitar player Alan Barnosky will share some tips and tricks for making leads sound more musical and interesting, no matter how simple the melody or tune may be. This workshop is open to musicians of all skill levels. Learn more and register today. Also, registration is still open for next week's songwriting workshop. Anyone can write a song with Celia Wordsmith. Go to pinecone.org for more details.
I can't sleep. I can't wake up.
So how'd you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, which of the following is a band that recorded and released at least one song? Was it A, Just Nuts, B, Penguins with Shotguns, C, Dyslexic Speed Readers, or D, General Patton and His Privates, or E, all the above? Correct answer? Answer E. All those are bands that recorded and released at least one song. As noted in Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, General Patton and His Privates, Dyslexic Speed Readers, Penguins with Shotguns, and Just Nuts were all actual bands that recorded and released at least one song. Indeed, that same source goes on to name about 36 other weirdly named bands that actually recorded songs. And the answer to our second question. Even people who can't dance can recognize the familiar 1-2-3, 1-2-3 rhythm of the waltz. What is the origin of this popular dance? Correct answer? Answer C, 1800s Europe. As noted in Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, although these days it's associated with high society, when the waltz was introduced in European ballrooms in the early 1800s, it was shunned by respectable people. For one, the music came from peasant yodeling melodies of Austria and Bavaria. Worse yet, the close proximity of the two dance partners. Even poet Lord Byron, a notorious rake, claimed that the lewd grasp and lawless contact of the waltz does not leave much to mystery to the nuptial night. Nevertheless, the waltz caught on, became the standard dance of the upper classes in Europe and the United States. Most of the credit for that goes to Austrian composer Johann Strauss. In the mid-1800s, he reworked the peasant melodies and turned them into layered compositions which were embraced by Viennese royalty. This made Strauss the waltz king. He toured Europe with his orchestra, taking the music and dance to Germany, Poland, and Russia. It soon found its way to England, and then to the United States, and eventually into Earth's orbit. Perhaps the most widely recognized waltz is Strauss's 1867 work, The Blue Danube. The piece also became a staple of American pop culture when Stanley Kubrick used it in his 1969 film 2001, A Space Odyssey, to accompany the delicate dance of a passenger shuttle orbiting a space station as it prepares to dock, which makes sense, as the word waltz comes from the German walzen, meaning to revolve. So let's close out today's program with a waltz, De Liebe's Waltz Coppelia. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words: kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time.